a lot of what we know about the Depression is through pictures, and I remember a lot of pictures about strikes and labor problems and people, disgruntled people reacting against their situation. Did we have problems like that in Long Beach?
Not very severe.
You mentioned that the lines that you had seen were mainly for men waiting to get work. Would they congregate in front of a job place and they would take a certain
number? They
would
sit around, but no severe actions of any kind that I remember were taken by anybody in Long Beach.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were married before the Depression hit.
Yes.
When you went into the record department, you were already married. Do you know of people, or do you know of the situation that the Depression affected people's social life and activities, where they didn't feel that they had the financial ability to socialize and get married, and thus caused them to go into late in life or not at all to marry?
No, I wouldn't say so. See, during this time, our recreation program got to booming pretty lightly, very fast, because, as I say, we had some clubhouses, we were promoting activities in there of various kinds, handcraft, social dancing, just like this auditorium program was one of our biggest, yes, but in the other clubhouses, we were putting on programs all the time. In fact, people could not afford to go to the orphan or some other place.
Well, as the Depression was going on from 29 up until the 30s, in 1933, something very significant happened in Long Beach, the earthquake. How did you view this event? Did you think it was a wrath of God coming down upon the sins, or just one of the things that you were used to living in Southern California?
The latter was true. We've had earthquakes ever since we were just little kids here. Yet, it was amazing in Long Beach that night. I'll give you one or two very quick examples. Mr. Scott and I, my boss, had set a ring, a boxing wrestling ring, down at the foot of Eco on what was called Mitchell Field. Now, this ring was set on grass, and then we set some 18-tier bleachers, which we inherited from the Olympic rowing races in 32, 18 seats high, around that ring and back a ways. We had right around 6,000 people sitting in those bleachers. We had 2,000 sitting on the grass between the bleachers and the ring. We left there at 5:45. Mr. Scott and I did. We've been there for several of the events. And there were three boxing matches to go after we left. Now, imagine 5:45 and at 5:57 or thereabouts, or 54 and a half something, I had just gotten in the house at 14:35 Walnut when this thing hit. I had a mental picture of what in the world was happening down at Mitchell Field, where the bleachers were all people, tumbling down and so forth, maybe. I called the office at Mitchell Field right away, as soon as the thing was over. I mean, somebody stopped the back shaking. And the caretaker said, "Doctor, don't worry. There were four people, the last one walking out the gate when this thing happened. The last three rounds, the last three fights were knockouts in the first round." Now, this is almost a miracle. Same thing at Jefferson Junior High School on 7th Street. They had a play, and the director of the play cut out the last act. Everybody was out of the auditorium. That auditorium roof was down right on the seats. So things happened that maybe it was the wrath of God that did it, but also, there were some miracles took place, that many of them, you can hear these all over.
The programs that were already in effect for the Depression, Did they fit right into the rebuilding and reconstruction of the destruction that the earthquake had left?
Well, we had to change our program quite a bit because, you see, gymnasiums were nailed. We had a swimming pool at Poly High. That was gone. And so we had to wait several years before we got the gymnasiums that were built by the schools and some by us, directors and departments.
But did the did any of the depression programs, the WPA, et cetera, did they become involved in the reconstruction of Long Beach?
Yes, yes.
And did it take an emergency proclamation like we have today to the president declares it a disaster area and the funds move in, or did this program just take over, just jump right into it? Were they able to go into it?
We had many employees in the Recreation Department who were on WPA. Those were federal funds.
Federal funds came through the city of Long Beach? What do you think the effect was of the depression on the employees, or on the people and their ability to work?
We were assisted a great deal by the unfortunate people that had gone through college, obtained their degrees, and were able to go and teach in physical education or in some other teaching position. They were available as we grew year after year to become employees of the Recreation Department, even though it might have only been for a year or two or three or maybe 5 years. But there were people of high quality and trained people that we could put to work, which I believe was part of the reason we were successful during those years of having a good Recreation Department program for the people, because these people were well qualified to take hold.
What, now you had a job all during the Depression. Did the Depression leave anything with you? Is there any strong impressions about the Depression that you have remaining?
Yes. The unfortunate part was the fact that these people who were artists, musicians, maybe bankers, maybe some other type businessmen, it was felt that they had to receive some money, but they had to work for it, and therefore they were put to work, many with picks and shovels and wheelbarrows, in jobs that did not fit them at all. And yet they had to put up with this type of work to be able to get their income from WPA. And this, I felt, was very unfortunate. We were fortunate being able to put these people at least in nicer jobs, whether they were in handcraft work, in costume work, in play directing jobs, the assistants on playgrounds. They had jobs that were at least not demeaning in their character. We felt very fortunate in the type of work we could give these people.
But they were able, you were fortunate to be able to give them work.
That's right.
So you hired, did you, in your position at the rec department, did you have something to do with the hiring of people? Did you
no.
actually hire and fire? Or?
No, we got them assigned to us.
I see. So you were able to, you directed us.
Well, such as the costume division of the recreation department. We knew what they would need to do. They washed clothes, they ironed clothes, they mended clothes that were used in costumes for the recreation department programs. So we would ask, we had room for it, for 10 or 12 or 5 more people.
Can you remember how much those people were being paid?
I do not.
But it was less than what they would make.
It was a meager salary, as I remember.
But it was enough for them to, it was a salary and they were able to subside on it.
To insist on it.
Which was a lot more than what probably some other people weren't getting.
That's right.
Were there plenty of people in Long Beach who weren't at work at all that went through the depression of just picking up a job on a day-to-day basis?
Yes, there were lots of them.
Did Long Beach have problems of people getting evicted from their homes for not being able to pay taxes and make payments?
Well, quite a large amount of property was tax delinquent and eventually was bought up by somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Such as the city.
Yeah. What about the Douglas Field over here? Were they very active? Were you aware that they were there at the time? Or were they there?
They came in, you see, just during World War II primarily.
Mm-hmm. So he was not a factor during the Depression. So you had the city, which was a solvent government, and you had oil. What other work did people find to do in Long Beach?
Well, we still had the tourists. So there was gas stations and various supplemental things to the automobile. They were quite active during that time.
But was that type of activity cut back a great deal because there was less people who had the ability to take vacations?
I wouldn't say too much, because people were roaming around to find a better field, a better greener grass.
And you still needed a place to stay.
That's right.
And did the weather at the time allow people to, you know, they went to the beach and you had beach homes and waterfront hotels where they stayed busy?
Because the beach and the ocean was one of the most interestingly reasonable types of recreation you could have. All you had to have was a swim trunks or suit and an umbrella and maybe a blanket, and you could spend the day enjoying the beach.
When the 32 Olympics were held in Los Angeles, they built a Coliseum up there for it. How did that affect Long Beach? Did we have any events here in Long Beach?
Yes. The rowing races, it took quite a bit of work to put the Marine Stadium in shape for the rowing races. They had to have 2,000 meters, you see, of clear water.
Mm-hmm.
Wide enough to take at least four boats at a time. And we had to construct the bleachers, get them built. We had to prepare the boathouse where they kept the shells. This is right at the corner of Nieto and Colorado. Nieto and Colorado.
Well, is this a recreation department activity? Is doing the work at the Roswell?
We were the chief local people to do the work, yes. Mm-hmm. To prepare the course, build the boathouse, and get the property on each side to, in some way, under lease, so there couldn't be too many Knob Hill or people standing out there watching the races.
So the Olympics gave an opportunity for the city to employ a few more people.
That's right.
For this construction. Was it a good event? Did a good turnout of people show up for this? Was it? Did they have?
Having a course 2,000 meters long, we had areas on both sides that had bleachers. The main section was these 6,018 tier bleachers, but there was room to put other bleachers right along the way on both sides.
The Depression, you have very sharp memories of it. Just recently, in the past few years, we've had, they called it everything but a depression, a recession, and inflationary time. Did you have some fears about what was happening at this time in the last couple of years? Did you think we were coming upon another depression era? Or did you bring back bad memories?
No, memories, yes. But the way the federal government has gone to control the money situation, I felt that this would not happen again.
Did you think Were you generally in favor of Roosevelt?
Yes, although I had quite a few questions about the things he did, because from that start we have gone away to the socialized phase of things here in our country. And where we're going, I don't know. But I feel that there are several programs now that have been imposed upon the city of Long Beach that are duplicating themselves and the city of Long Beach in their activities. And there's been some corruption in some of those programs. It's been in the newspapers recently. But instead of giving the Recreation Department, for instance, monies to conduct activities in a greater proportion for these people who were in trouble during this time, they set up separate and distinct competing organizations. And this, to me, is a waste of money.
Mm-hmm. So there was the good programs that the rec department ran during the Depression should have been used as a good example for what...
By expanding those. That's right. But you find now they built a building at Houghton Park. There is a somewhat competing type activity, too, the Recreation Department building there.
Mm-hmm.
Although it goes a little further into some other types of activities, but much of it is, to me, a duplication. And they could have used the structure of the city of Long Beach, whether it was the Social Welfare Department or the Recreation Department. To me, they could have used those in place of creating new, out from out of the city run organizations to come in here. I don't mean to say I don't enjoy my life here. I think it's a very fine place to live, and I'm still in favor of being right here. But, as I say, I felt it was inefficient.
The Depression kind of gave a running head start into a lot of the problems of socialism that we see today.
That's right.
Do you the programs that Roosevelt inaugurated during the Depression were very necessary? Do you think they were necessary?
I think so. At that time.
And at that time, and for those needs, that situation needed to be met.
But the problem there is the same as this girl of mine's father. I remember in 1913 when the income tax was first placed upon us. It was placed upon us as a temporary situation to overcome some needed incomes. And he said to me, he said, Frank, they'll never be taken off.
And he was right.
It's on there forever.
Yeah.